And good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining me here on the Kansas City Weather Podcast. It is Monday, May the 9th, 2005. Hey, can you believe today we have now been doing this podcast for over 3 months now? Can you believe that? First found out about podcasting the very beginning of February. 2 days later, I was doing the forecast for you here every day. Really a beautiful day of weather here in Kansas City with partly cloudy skies and a west-southwesterly breeze. Now we are going to see some changes in our forecast though, and I think you're really going to notice them tomorrow. Not so much in the way of chances for some rain, but the heat really starting to crank up, and we've been talking about it here over the last couple days about the potential for temperatures to really start getting out of control. And I think I've really gone ahead and bid on it. We're seeing signs that our front is really going to set up shop across northern Missouri and southern Iowa. That's going to really keep the pump of moisture and hot air into the Kansas City area. And we'll be talking about temperatures at or real near 90 degrees already tomorrow. Now with that front setting up shop across northern Missouri, it's really going to keep the chance for any precipitation out of the Kansas City area once that warm front pushes through late tonight and into tomorrow morning. And any thunderstorms that do form off to the west will roll out of Nebraska and across northern Missouri as we head through the mid part of the week. Then I think that front will slowly begin to sag back south as we head into Thursday, bringing with it our chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We'll have to keep an eye on it for you, and hopefully we'll get a little bit more rain here in Kansas City. We certainly could use it. Allergen counts for today, 83 for your pollen, which is high. Pine pollen and grass pollen, the primary pollens, and mold starting to get up there with the increase in humidity, 55.11, which is still low. Your detailed forecast, overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight dropping down to 63 degrees. Then for tomorrow, I think we start off partly cloudy, but I think the sun will start to really take hold. Breezy and very warm, and you'll also notice the increase in humidity tomorrow. And because of a little bit more humidity, I've kept temperatures out of the 90s for tomorrow, but I'm still going for a high temperature on your Tuesday of 89 degrees. Partly cloudy Tuesday night with a low of 68, so very warm overnight. And then for your Wednesday, partly cloudy, breezy and warm. And I think we'll see our first 90-degree reading either tomorrow or on Wednesday. High temperature on your Wednesday of 90 degrees. Now, to put that in perspective, last year we didn't see 90 degrees until July 11th. Now, of course, last year was an exceptionally cold year, but certainly a little bit warmer than normal for this time of the year. Continuing on with your forecast, Thursday, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. A little bit cooler with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. And a high of 78. Continuing a chance for showers and thunderstorms on Friday, mostly cloudy skies on your Friday, and a high of 72. Right now, your weekend looking pretty good, partly cloudy skies both Saturday and Sunday. High on Saturday of 70 degrees, Sunday partly cloudy and a high of 74. And that will do it for this Monday afternoon edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast. Feedback and any comments are always welcome at my email address, that's mezzoed@gmail.com. And you can also leave comments at the website at kcweather.blogspot.com over at podcastalley.com as well. Thank you once again for listening. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.